USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former Atlanta police officer charged with murdering a man in a Wendy's parking lot 1 week ago is waiving his first court appearance on Friday. Garrett Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen counts, including felony murder, in the death of Rayshard Brooks last Friday. Rolfe is accused of shooting Brooks twice in the back after Brooks stole his taser and was running. Atlanta Interim Police Chief Rodney Bryan says he's seeing an increased number of officers calling in sick.
What we are seeing is an increase in officers taking off. We don't believe that it's a coordinated effort. But we're seeing throughout the country, police departments are feeling very challenged at this time.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says his state is happy to be hosting President Trump's first Make America Great Again rally since March in Tulsa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A majority of Americans say they oppose changing the name of military bases carrying the names of Confederate leaders, while another majority say they're against reparations for slavery in a new poll. The new ABC Ipsos poll says 56% of Americans are against renaming military bases that currently bear the name of Confederate leaders. Party-wise, it breaks down by 71% of Democrats support changing the names, meanwhile only 13% of Republicans do. Father's Day is Sunday, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has some highlights from a national survey about it.
More than half of the Americans surveyed who say they'll celebrate Father's Day say they'll be doing so virtually this year because of COVID-19. The National Retail Federation's annual Father's Day survey also found 77% of consumers will do something for the holiday, but 58% say they won't be doing it in person.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says Facebook is continuing to go after him unfairly. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Facebook has removed campaign ads by President Trump and Vice President Pence that featured an upside-down red triangle, a symbol that was once used by Nazis to designate political prisoners, communists, and others in concentration camps. The company said in a statement that the ads violated their policy against organized hate. A Facebook executive who testified at a House Intelligence Committee hearing said the company does not permit symbols of hate ideology unless they're put up with context or condemnation. The Trump campaign spent more than $17,000 on the ads for President Trump and Vice President Pence combined. In a statement, Trump campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh said the inverted red triangle was a symbol commonly used by Antifa, so they decided to include it in an ad about Antifa. He said the symbol isn't in the Anti-Defamation League's database of symbols of hate. Even with the ads removed, Facebook and CEO Mark Zuckerberg still face persistent criticism for not removing or labeling earlier posts by President Trump. During the hearing, Democrats pressed the executives about what moral obligations they felt they had when it came to content.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.